It's 8:54 on Radio 1.
I've got some innuendo bingo to come.
Excellent.
KD Lang, that's who I was trying to think of.
Oh, yeah.
Anyhow, I've got some more innuendo bingo, right. Which is from local radio, but also delves into your past.
Right, okay.
Wait, yeah?
Okay.
Which, well, we won't do now. I think it's so good, I'll use it as a tease for after nine.
Okay.
Okay? Oh, we'll do one now.
Okay.
We'll do one now.
What, so I just press this?
Just press that button there.
Oh, my God, I hate this guy. Okay.
Well, that's just about it for me. Back for breakfast tomorrow between 6 and 10 with the third clue on our treasure hunt. And Scott will give you another one a bit later today.
It were. So we're just having some innuendos in the studio today.
We were just trying to think of special things you could do on the radio, and we thought maybe an innuendo day would be a possibility.
And we could say, if you spot any innuendos the programme, please whip them out.
No, serious.
Right.
Oh, my God.
So, where's that from?
That's from a radio station I used to work at in Bristol. Well,
that's the first question. Secondly, how long have you been doing the innuendo feature for? I mean, there's nothing like new material, but how many years ago was that?
So I say, whip them out. Yeah, that was a while ago now, as right. You can tell by my voice.
And how posh do you sound?
No, it's half posh, half smashy and nicey.
No, it's all posh. You sound really, really posh. Can I just say thank you very much to your Geek World fan site?
Oh, who found brilliant. It. I knew they'd have something to do with it.
It's Jono's birthday. And never have I been more willing to wish happy birthday to Jono and say I like Geek World, because they have got so much Scott Mills platinum that they have discovered about you on their website at the moment.
Now, do you know what? I don't actually have any recordings from that time.
Don't
at all.
Well, there's another one there. If you press the button, here's the second bit.
It was really embarrassing a while ago, talking about innuendos. I was talking about some cinema tickets you could come into the reception and get, and I said, if you do come into the reception, Maggie will give you one. It's really embarrassing.
Right, okay, stop.
Oh, and how we laughed and laughed.
We laughed all the way to the watershed.
Oh, my God.
Oh, there's a lot more where this is
coming
from.
Oh,
no. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Where did the voice
come
from?
You can't give you one. Shabbos. You just whip it out.
No, you're all right.
Are you sure?
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
The Chris Moyle show with Scott Mills. Oh, I don't even know who I am anymore.
Just put your normal posh voice on.
Yeah, tally hell. Some people are actually saying, well, what is your actual accent then? Sean at work in Netherley. Well, there's this one. I do speak like this when I'm not on air, don't I? Now. But I just think what I did when I was very young, which was in these clips, is I didn't really know how to speak on the radio, so I just sounded a bit like that. Do you know what I mean? Tally ho, Becky.
That's how you sound in the pub.
Yeah, that's after, like, a few drinks.
Mm.
Sean at work says, I sound a bit like Stewie off Family Guy. Okay.
You want to know what I learned this week? Being a grown-up sucks.
Well, that's just about it for me. Back.
This isn't me. This is
tomorrow.
This man's just emailed me, by the way.
Third clue on our treasure hunt.
This DJ.
Has he?
And Scott will give you another one a bit later today.
You were. So we're just having some innuendos in the studio today.
We were just trying.
You want to know what I learned this week? Being a grown-up sucks.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Okay, then hit me with it.
It's right, I'm really grateful to this, actually. You know, I have a kind of love-hate relationship with Geek World, as you know, but they've done very well on this.
So this is Jono, who runs the unofficialmills.co.uk site. Thanks for this, Jono. Yeah, cheers. Happy 20th birthday.
They've had a real sort of dig into your past for Scott Mills Platinum.
Good.
And we've obviously discovered how posh you are, right? So I've got a few more...
Not posh.
Yeah. I've got a few more... We think you are. We've got a few more little bits and pieces, right?
Because I had smoked salmon for breakfast today. That's not posh.
Smoked salmon, scrambled eggs, and you sound posh. Right, so I want to know how much you can remember about your past.
If you knew my past, you'd know how unposh I actually am.
Okay. It's a little quiz. I want to know how well you're going to... Do you want to tell us more about your past?
Okay.
It's a little quiz, okay?
Okay.
How much can you remember about your past? So, clip number one. If I was to play this... Well, I like the music. I want to know, what do you think you said next?
This is from my local radio days.
Yes.
and the Pet Shop Boys. Opportunities, let's make lots of money.
What did I say next?
Yes.
Oh, no. I probably said something about... Can I have a clue?
No, no.
Did I announce another record from the 80s? Let's find out.
And the Pet Shop Boys. Opportunities, let's make lots of money. Sounds like a good idea to me.
Oh, God! Oh, God!
Do you notice, not only have I got a slightly nasal red, but I've also got a lisp.
And I remember, like, the boss at the radio station at the time was like, could you stop? You're doing this with your voice. You need to stop that. And I'm like, I don't even know what you're talking about. I don't have a lisp. And I clearly do, as you can hear now.
Oh, dear.
Oh, this, I hate this.
Right, okay. Clip number two, then. Play this.
Right, what's this?
You play
Nikki in Stapleton, her two fish have just died. She'd like me to do a proper sort of ceremony on the air here. Well, she had three fish, you see.
Right.
Okay, now what's so special about these fish? Can you remember?
Was it like they... Were they named after people from the radio station or something?
Let's find out.
She had three fish, you see. Hungry, Peter... and Scott.
Oh, no.
Unfortunately, Peter died a couple of weeks ago, and I died yesterday. So now only Hungry the Fish is left, and it's all very sad, really. Anyway, hope you won't miss us too much, and I suppose we're waiting for Hungry to pop off now, aren't we, really? Jeez.
Oh, no. Are you all right?
No.
You got that one right, though.
Yeah.
Big tick there. Those fish, obviously, you obviously remember when people name their pets after you and
it's
stuff.
It's amazing that kind of, like, helium effect all the time, isn't it?
Yeah. Right, number three.
Oh, no, how many more are there?
Oh, a couple more. Number three.
All right. Okay.
Dino, I have this problem every single Saturday. What do I do? I'm in a bit of a dilemma. I wonder if you can help me.
Every single Saturday.
So what's the dilemma here, posh boy?
I have to play Simply Red again.
You used to like that?
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
I've no idea. I have no idea.
Let's hear them.
I'm in a bit of a dilemma. I wonder if you can help me. Do I watch Noel Edmonds or do I watch The Gladiators? Every Saturday this happens to me and I'm just torn, to be honest. I really don't know which one to watch.
Am I in some kind of wind tunnel or something there? What's that noise in the background?
Never mind that. How did you solve your dilemma?
Every Saturday this happens to me and I'm just torn, to be honest.
I think I went for Noel every time, to be honest. Gladiators was never really my thing.
I'm just torn, to be honest.
I'm just torn. Every Saturday this happens to me.
So you always went for Noel, did you? Not The Gladiators?
Yeah. I think I'm a bit James Blunt, isn't it?
Hello.
The old Gladiators came back last night for a duel against the new Gladiators.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was really good.
Right. Surely that's it now.
No. One
can
more.
Can we play some more music?
No. One more.
It's 10:53. Scott Mills here. We have Hazard from Richard Marx to come before 11 o'clock today. And also, keep listening because...
Oh.
Because?
Is that my question?
What prize... are you about to give away?
It's 10:53. Scott Mills here. We have Hazard from Richard Marx to come before 11 o'clock today. And also, keep listening because...
Now, I would keep listening just so I could hear Hazard by Richard Marx, wouldn't you?
But what are you going to give away? What's this big prize you're going to give away?
Yeah, we used to give away some real crap on that station. I don't know. Was it like... Was it cinema vouchers?
Let's find out.
They're the brand new chocolate bar from Cadbury's. Details of how you can win them on this programme coming up very soon.
Coming up. So I was giving her a chocolate bar by the looks of it there.
Dairy milk.
I don't know.
I reckon it would have been a whisper.
Do you reckon?
I reckon, yeah, that's about your
era. I really don't think it was. This is not the 80s. I think you'll find.
Just.
It's not. This is mid-90s, yeah?
Is
I was young.
Yorkie?
What? Yorkie? It's not a Yorkie, no, shut up. It's 9:20.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Far too kind.